Welcome on board the Petit Train de Versailles. For safety reasons, do not lean out or attempt to leave the train while it's moving. We wish you an enjoyable visit.
The parterres, or ornamental flower beds, at the foot of the chateau were designed to lighten the architecture of the buildings and to be admired from the windows of the royal apartments. Beneath the king's apartments is the parterre du Nord, situated slightly below the terrace where the trip began, and beneath the queen's apartments on the other side of the chateau is the parterre du Midi. Facing the chateau, marking the beginning of the grand vista, lawns, flower beds, and low-trimmed private hedges give way to the two ornamental basins that comprise the parterre d'eau, in which the façades of the chateau are reflected. These mirrors of water are equipped with 52 fountains and over 600 water jets, which can suddenly spring into life. Stocking, transporting, and regulating the water requires great technical expertise. The hydraulic system that Colbert ordered from the Francine brothers is the very one that supplied the fountains at the time of Louis XIV. The high walls on your right hide the two main open-air reservoirs, and the Neptune Basin, which we are now approaching, serves as their runoff.
We are now arriving at the northern extreme of the garden. On your right is the Neptune Basin, and on your left, the Dragon Basin.
The Neptune Basin is consecrated to the god of the sea for good reason. The north-south axis parallel to the chateau is in effect dedicated to the theme of water. Taking advantage of the natural slope, the Neptune Basin is an extraordinary hydraulic ensemble with 58 water jets, providing 99 different effects. Designed and built by André Le Nôtre, then by Jules Ardoin Mansart for Louis XIV, the basin was originally only decorated with the large lead-cast vases that adorn the basin wall. 60 years later, Jacques-Ange Gabriel modified the shape for Louis XV and added the large lead statues by Adam, Bouchardon, and Lemoine, the top of which you can now see. In the center, Neptune and his wife, Amphitrite, rule the waves. To their left, you can see their son, Proteus, sitting on a sea unicorn, and to the right, the Titan Ocean. The Dragon Basin, opposite this ensemble, is one of the oldest in the chateau grounds. Here, the water theme blends with the other underlying theme of the garden's decoration, Apollo. The dragon in the center of the basin is, in fact, the serpent Python, the monster killed by the sun god with a single arrow. The jet of water it spouts was the envy of numerous crowned heads that visited the court of Louis XIV, as it reaches some 23 meters high.
Thank you.